You're listening to the show about they're coming and they're here. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
No, I have a Bigfoot hat. I don't actually believe that Bigfoot is real, but I'm also like, maybe Reese Darby is right.
That was my number one.
Maybe Reese Darby is right. Reese Darby was number one.
Yeah.
Bigfoot was your number one of reality, of being real.
Most could potentially be.
Oh man, out of Loch Ness and Bigfoot, like what else?
Loch Ness is more likely.
Yeah, Loch Ness to me seems, just because it could just be
ocean, oceanic depths.
But it's not in an ocean. It's in a
lake. It's not in an ocean, but like,
Alex is falling asleep.
I love cryptozoology, so like I'm so curious about which of the ones.
There's Loch Ness in the dryer. I see it.
I see it behind you, actually, because you have a tail, a fish tail there. Whales of our
no,
fish,
those are
apparently.
That mermaid's boobs.
One of the pretend Tai Chi moves Miss Lorna teaches me. She says whale tail, whale tail,
pretend
whale tail.
Tai Chi. Whale tail, isn't that like a thong?
Yeah.
Isn't that a okay?
Oh my gosh! Don't tell Miss Lorna.
Tell
she
her.
Also loves to, whale she also tail. Loves to say, "Everybody, grab your balls." She loves to say that.
Yay! Yeah. Well, she knows what's happening there.
How you doing, Alex? How you feeling?
He seems great.
I'm great.
He's like, I own a black belt now. What am I doing here?
Jump up and down. Do some shaky outies.
I'm a little worried that I physically can't make it through the night.
Oh, no.
But
yeah.
We'll see.
That's a genuine check-in on my part. Like, I just wanted to, like, are you okay? Like, yeah.
When we got home, I said to him, you know, say what you need.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we'll play. And he was, like, dead on the couch.
Oh.
You don't have to.
Can we hear the recap?
I want to play the recap, but also
do a recap.
No, I will.
We can knock out. What if we just like knock out Bathwack? What if we confront whatever is here?
I know.
Whoever
I've been
are here now.
Yeah,
what if
God.
We just do
door
it without
is open? And it just knocks Bathwack out.
Yes.
And just
I think that would be a fun,
hysterical,
a fun challenge.
Yeah, to do anything without Bathwack.
I love that. What do you think, DM? He's combing his mustache.
Well, if you're thinking there's a fight, I feel like
how are we gonna win?
Alex is the one that most enjoys them.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying? Do you
that
say
you
Rafina
hate them.
Doesn't like? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't like
Rafina likes a good fight.
Yeah.
Maybe it could end up being a shorter session. I'm drinking mushroom-infused tea that is going to kick in an hour, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I've
like
got
shiitake?
A double espresso with Bailey's.
Oh my gosh. What direction are you going? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I would be going to Fart Town if I had that. Just, that'd be the direction I was going.
It's a good thing we're all in separate locations.
Look, I got a new mustache comb.
Oh, yeah,
whoa.
He had to buy a very specific
we don't have
one.
Time for your mustache comb. We need to start and get the kitties with us.
It looks almost like you took the blade out of a pocket switchblade comb.
Oh, yeah, it does look
I see,
because
like it could hinge on that, sure.
How did you find it? Like, did you look up mustache comb on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what people do now.
I had an old hairbrush that was with a hair cutting kit, and that was what
no,
he said.
No, a comb.
Sorry, yes, a comb that was with a hair cutting kit. And that was the only comb that he was okay with. Like, I bought other combs, and he was like, no.
One other
this
comb.
Is not. I bought 10
well,
other
but
combs
they were all the same.
In a pack.
Yeah.
And none of them were okay.
I tried one.
So then he had to buy this
it was
specific
the wrong...
one. Because the original comb was losing teeth. So this is why he had to buy
well, also that one
comb.
Was big.
Where were the teeth going? Were they stuck in
pocket.
Your mustache?
It's very cute. Eric never buys anything for himself, so it was very interesting to see him be like, I need to get this mustache.
Because it's
comb.
In my mouth all the time. It's mm-hmm. literally just me getting hair out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the comb was in your mouth all the time.
No,
like, just
his
take it out.
Mustache.
Okay, got it.
He needs to get it long enough so he can braid it and really get it out of there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fantastic.
And sometimes I do this and then I forget it's there and then I lose it for a while.
It's cool.
And the teeth fall out.
Mm-hmm. Where's the file, babe?
It's on the desktop.
Okay.
Recap, January 23rd. That's, well, why is it January 23rd? Don't look. Click, go up, go down, go down, go down, go down. That's it. Wait, nope, go up. Do you play it in Audacity? This is an iTunes. No, it's an MP3.
That's fine.
That's the MP3. You're on it. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Eric hasn't... Okay, so I'm worried because you guys were like, we're excited for your recap. And I was like... Did Eric talk about it or something?
No, he didn't. Okay. He just said that you made it and that you were excited.
Yeah, you made it.
He's excited because it's the first time that I didn't share it at all with him. Like, I tried very hard to not, even though I was like, right after I finished, I was like, I really want, well, actually, no, I was like passing out.
Do you have lyrics you want to send or no?
Oh, shit. I don't think I don't think we need them.
Okay.
But if people want them. Okay.
Mark Justin will.
Yes, that's true.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
It's not loud enough, is it? I can make it louder. Oh God, it's going to be too loud. I'm sure I'm too loud in it.
I'm so excited. Phil Collins, here we go.
Yay! I'm glad somebody recognized it right away.
I know what it is.
A 4-year-old says they're coming to the inn tonight. Oh, Lord. Roscoe's burps cut through the room just like a paring knife. Oh, Lord. Oof. We can hear the churning stomach of our friend tonight. We're floored. We're floored. Well, the DM hinted someone's coming, and we got a little tense. We looked out the windows, sure, my friend, but the storm outside was immense. So Fred Greenman and Rafina play hide and seek with the sisters too. Things seem all right till Yar Jared spies a message inside his stew. Now we can read they're coming in the stew tonight. How weird.
How weird.
Will says Bathwax behind it. This soup message is totally engineered.
Ooh.
Nice.
Who is coming? Is there danger? This is just not right. I fear. Where do these messages come from? Who is making the words appear? Appear. Do you remember?
Woo!
Remember Bathwack went outside. Side. How could we ever forget? The storm was raging. He rolled a 3, saw nothing, and he got so wet. But Rafina has games on the mind again. And Roscoe, she tries to entice. You're not losing your mind, so now let's go find Sin Chalmers and his liar's dice.
Pillow.
Now it's no longer coming. No, 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 it's there here. Oh dear.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we should roll more than a 3 for perception. That's clear. Rafina got hit by a child with a balled up napkin on the ear. Bathwack's so cool cause he's just chilling with a beer. A beer. Roscoe smiled when he came downstairs and Mo and Sin cheered when they cheered. Where was Zolbertia headed? Oh, back to Carnivar. I mean, Carnivir. All this is nice, but do you recall those really creepy words? They're here. They're here.
Yeah, I do. I got plenty of burps. Oh my god.
Don't you want to hear the drum solo again?
Yes, I do, actually.
Of course.
I'm sure Eric was waiting for that part the whole time. That was what I was working on when I was saying that I don't know if I can technically pull it off because I couldn't get the I couldn't get a sound to be loud enough.
Hold on.
Dice.
Oops.
This is way to go. Sin Chalmers and his liars. Dice.
Ding.
Ding.
Pillow.
Now it's no longer come.
That's the pillow.
I love that you incorporate actual audio clips from the previous session. That's so great. My favorite part of that song is always the "Do you remember?"
Yes, I know. Seriously. That's my favorite part of that song. And when I was that was probably the part I repeated the most, like when I was trying to cuz I was like singing it way too harshly cuz like he does a really weird voice distortion effect that I couldn't figure out how to do. So I was just like, I kept singing that line over and over, and I'm like, I just can't do anything good with this one. But oh,
I think he harmonizes. I think that's the trick, maybe. But I have to hear the original again.
So
now
the
I'm
way that I
it.
Did the overall effect was
which was
reversed.
Perfect, by the way. It was so great.
I looked up what did I look up? I said, how would somebody, I think I looked up specifically, like, how would you make yourself sound like Phil Collins? And I reversed, I turned the whole track around, like the singing track backwards. And then I did reverb and then I changed it back. So it was like reverberating. Yeah. In reverse.
Amazing.
And I kept having to do it over and over though, because like, it's really weird. Like, I don't know how the reverb window works. There's so many things to change and I couldn't
the dialogue
hear the differences.
Box, yeah.
And it kept being like really long before it and I couldn't ask Eric for help at all. Uh-huh. And I was like trying to do all this stuff, but hope it was
all the
possible.
So much
to hear.
Engineering. So awesome.
You have to do that if you're going to do Phil Collins though.
Can we all take an audio like editing a course or something? Like, is there something we can do
teach
to learn
at this
this?
Point.
No.
Yeah,
been
really.
Audio editing for 5 years.
Between you, the three of you, especially Adam and KT and Eric,
Adam,
you guys know so much
about.
Adam, I think,
knows more than I do, actually.
I want to take a course and try to keep up with you guys. You're amazing. Yeah, I love that. Thank you, KT.
Well, I don't have the like ability to play the accordion while I do something, so that's
or
like
10
a leg
other
up.
Instruments.
Or exactly, like I can't. I could play like a couple chords on a guitar and I never have. So that shows you how confident I am about it.
That was awesome, KT. Well, very well done. My question is, so I know Alex is scheduled to do next week's recap or next game's recap, which is like 2 weeks out. And Alex, are you feeling up to like taking notes for a recap for the next game? Because if not, we could switch and I could kind of keep notes on tonight's session and
let's switch our recaps.
All right. Yeah, I can do that.
Well, let's see. Do you think we should, Alex, do you think we should try playing for a little bit and see how it goes? Or are you?
Or
like,
honestly not.
Nothing else is going on. I would be asleep on the floor right here.
Well,
I would roll right off this ball.
Is that you trying to articulate your needs? Or is that just a fact?
Know. No, I mean, I could make it through the session, but I'll not be completely here.
Sure. Well, all
right.
Eric is just being... The problem is Eric is also, like, anxious and has no idea what to do. So he has to, like...
Well, I just, you know, I want the game to be good, but I don't know how to articulate it. I care about how everybody's feeling. I don't want to not play if we can play, but I don't want to play if we can't play.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That makes sense. Yeah. I get
Alex,
that.
Alex, if we say it's okay that you're low energy and we're not expecting high energy from you, is that...
I'll be present.
I mean, Bathwack's not a chatty character.
It's true.
Well, let's see what the fuck happens.
Well, and, yes. But
let's keep an eye on Alex and make sure he doesn't die while we play D&D. God.
He is on a ball, so if he dies, he'd just roll off.
We'll be able to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He'll roll right off.
All right. So, they're here. And you all look to Bathwack for guidance.
Wow. Like, he might have actually broken a hip or something. Uh-huh. Like, that was such commitment.
That was commitment.
That was, like, the biggest... I think there might have been enough laundry to maybe catch his fall, though, I hope.
No, that was so good. The 1-2 punch of Eric immediately putting Alex on the spot and him immediately falling off the ball.
Are your children going to be afraid? Like, did somebody default to their death in your house?
Nope, they're both asleep.
I would have freaked out if I heard a noise like that in my house.
It was on the concrete. It wasn't that loud.
Good. It was just concrete.
That's your perfect. Kids are at sleepovers right now? You got the house to yourself?
Both of them? We do. Yeah.
Why are you not having sex right
because
now?
Because he's too tired.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. He doesn't realize, though. He left. Now Adam is alone with Abby. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He is.
Bow wow.
Did you say chicken bow wow?
I said chicken.
I heard chicken, too.
Chicken bow wow.
Eric tries to joke by pretending to leave, and I speak right away.
That was hysterical. I was worried for a minute there. I was like, oh, no, they really did leave us alone.
Oh, what are we going to do? I immediately started taking
off
my pants.
We all had an orgy while you were gone, Alex. Like, you missed it, and now you're going to be even
more
mad.
That's what you get for leaving.
Oh, all right. Man. So we all look on the table. No, Roscoe got the... I think it's canon that we were all puzzled by the dice until...
Well, Roscoe was.
Roscoe!
Okay, that's
wait,
even better.
Guys, wait!
Wait a minute. Like, what are we... So you're all looking at it with, like, with reactions that are appropriate. Like,
right.
And Roscoe's like... And then he puts a posture down. Guys, it says they're here. And everyone looks at Roscoe like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, who's here? Who's here?
Who is here?
This is what I've been asking all night, and no one has an answer. But this is very creepy. I was telling you guys, they're coming, they're here. Well, this was a build-up. This was a dramatic tension. And now this tension just ejaculated all over us.
Will is still looking out the window. He had gone over to the window. Can I roll again? I look over at Roscoe, and sure. Then with eyes anew, I look out the window because it made me like... squirt things in my... No.
Why
that
do
was,
we keep
no,
saying
ejaculate,
squirt
and now I feel squirt.
The tension squirted
shit
into your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is getting really messy, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Perception again?
Yeah, all it's
right,
a new session.
Please be more than three. I rub my eyes and I look out the window because...
it's a four.
Oh, I rolled an actual three,
right.
And it is a four.
But okay. Will's not the only one going to it. Like, there are multiple windows on multiple
right.
sides of this house. Like we're getting into action here. Mo, Shimi, you go to that window. I'm going to go
okay.
check out this window. We got to keep watch. We got to get ready because this is a threat. We are in trouble. We are in big league trouble here, guys.
But we don't know what the trouble is. We need to assess the situation.
It's what we're doing, Rafina.
Oh.
Oh.
What is Bathwack doing? Can I ask?
I think when the last session ended, my instinct was that Bathak would actually stand up and draw his sword and move to the door, even though we have no idea where they're coming from.
Yeah. Okay.
Ugh. I rolled a 6 perception. Let's hope Mo and Shami are having better luck. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Bathak's not relying on his perception. He's just going to stand there until there's something to sword.
I think I see something out there. Oh, just God. Standing.
What?
Someone.
What?
I can't tell through the rain. Out in front of door.
In front of the door?
Is it that 4-year-old girl? Because that's creepy. What's she doing standing out there?
No, they went upstairs.
Yeah, which would make it even creepier if she was out there right
now. No, I don't think it's girl. It looked like tall person. They're out there, like, in the rain, you see?
Tall and slender? Is it a slender man?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
So
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Slender man. You haven't heard about Slender Man?
No. What? Slender Man? Like a guy? Slender Man?
Yeah.
Like Will?
I know what Slender Man is, by the way, Adam. Don't worry.
Oh, no, I know. I like the idea that... I already am establishing a canon where Roscoe has heard tales of Slender Man, and really they are stories about Will.
It's about a man in a suit who comes out of nowhere and makes people feel bad.
Oh, shit.
Bad.
Okay.
No, look, you see?
And Mo points to where he thinks he sees something, and you all think with his pointingness, you might be able to make out something. It's like maybe 20 feet out from the front door or so. But again, it's hard to tell with the driving rain.
Is it moving?
Doesn't appear to be.
It's just standing. Yeah. Just standing.
Yep.
Creepy.
One person. One figure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to roll perception.
Okay.
And we can't see a face?
No, you barely see the figure.
Man, that's a pretty yucky roll 13. For me.
It's not as bad as the rest of us.
Yeah, you can't make out too much more than that. You're sure there's something there with a 13, mm-hmm. but otherwise you don't know.
Okay.
Okay,
we don't even know, you guys. What if it's just... What if it's like a good thing? Maybe it's a good person standing in the rain outside.
Why would we get a warning about a good person coming?
Maybe they're fucking advertising. Maybe it's fucking... You know what? Maybe it is fucking Ricardo Ulysses fucking with us.
How do we know it's a warning? Maybe it's like an advertisement. Maybe it's heralding something that we need to buy.
This is fucking stupid. You're all fucking stupid. Roscoe's casting Mind Sliver on this person that's
mind,
pretty
nice. Yes.
All right. Mind Sliver. Can you put, or I'll just look it up.
It's. I think it's. I put it in the chat. Or now.
Oh, there it is. Okay. So you cast Mind Sliver at this figure, and you don't think it's a creature.
What?
Kind of. So it's not a creature. What is the technical meaning of creature in D&D?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
Because the Mind Sliver, I was trying to send a disorienting spike of psychic energy mm-hmm. into this figure's mind.
Yep.
You don't. And you the feel disorienting like energy
no
was
mind or creature.
Was like, are you an advertisement?
Would have been disorienting, unless it was. But you don't.
So there's no.
There's no mind or creature.
No mind.
Unless
or
I.
Creature.
Unless my. I think. Roscoe knows that this is... I think Roscoe has used Mind Sliver before.
In game? I don't know.
I don't know.
I believe so. Back on the boat, maybe?
Okay.
Anyway, guys, I tried to ask this thing if it was an advertisement, but I don't think it even hurt me. And I know that it should have.
Well, that's weird.
If I was listening to you, I don't know if I would want to hear what you were saying either. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who I was saying that to. Let's be a team, guys. All together now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Roscoe, does it know that you fucking did that to it? Or whatever you did?
Probably not. I'm sure we're fine. We're fine.
Okay, all right. Will looks out the door again like this. It's like goggles, like hand goggles around his eyes. And then he's like, no, I shouldn't do that. I wonder if they can see us. Close the curtains. Like he wants to close the, he tries to close the curtains.
Where's the proprietor of the inn? What's her name?
She went to bed or something. Aga. She went to bed, I think. She had told us that she was going to bed.
Well, should we wake everyone up so that everyone's awake? Like, or should we let them sleep and so that if they die, they don't have to suffer?
I'm just going to go talk to him.
Rafina, let Bathwack go talk to.
But Roscoe got no answer. So it's probably not. It's probably just a statue.
Yes, so Bathwack likes statues. He talks about them all the time. He should go out there and talk
roll
to the
deception.
Statue.
Just kidding.
Does Rafina say that? Roll deception. No.
Rafina says, oh, Will, you're so funny. I love your jokes. And she heads for the door.
Wait, she goes out the door?
Are you really going outside?
She heads for the door. Amazing. She's heading for the door.
Will, like, grabs at her to try to catch something, snag something to stop her from going out the door.
Okay.
Like a giant hook, like in a cartoon. Check.
Just like, for some reason, I pictured that you have a hood, but you don't have a hood as far as I'm aware. It's just like, I was trying to hook it. Maybe it'll hook through your pigtail or something.
Like,
ow! Or scarf. I always draw you with scarves, but I don't even know if that's a real thing. What do you want me to roll? Dexterity?
No, athletics.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm not good at that.
It's a 3.
Do I have to roll something?
Or do you try to dodge? Do you try to duck away?
Yeah, of course.
All right, dex save. You will absolutely succeed.
Yeah,
it seems especially like since, it.
Unless Bathwack doesn't consider you his ally.
Wait, I'm his ally too, right?
That's only on saves. A 19.
She flips out of the way. Like, what does Rafina do to get out of Will's grab? Please. Will's just reaching out with a hook, like literally like one finger hook, like just to grab her, not in a supernatural way, just to be like, nope.
So the pigtails, I flick my head in such a way that it wraps around your wrist, and then I flip myself all the way around it, and it
breaks
uncoils.
Will's hair. Holy shit.
Wait, what happens, Abby? Wait, what actually happens? Does my hand break?
No, it just, you know, it just gets yanked. It just gets yanked, and I leap onto the other side of it, and
so
my
I stumble
pigtail.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right, I'm like jumping out of the way because I've coiled around it, leapt over, and it uncoils. Yeah. And then I can.
You make that sound again?
No,
good.
All right.
Rafina's headed for the door.
But
it's
Will's
the door
like,
that
Bathwack.
That's like, the door that Bathwack's at with the sword.
Yeah.
And
Bathwack, are you going to let me through? Do you think it's safe?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to go out, I'll go with you.
Yay! Bathwack and Rafina's day of fun. Okay.
That's good thing it's already nighttime. Whew, I don't have to survive much of this, says Will.
They're going out there, Will. What do you think you and me should do?
Stay where it's dry so our spells don't get wet.
So
our spells don't get wet?
Yes. I don't know about you, but I can't cast them quite as good when I am soaking wet.
What else is out there, Eric? Between us and where we see the figure, like, are there hay bales or?
This like, is like the front.
Are there
front
kelps
area.
Of seaweed? Wait, kelps?
Kelps
is
seaweed.
Kelp.
In underwater, copses are called kelps.
Mm-hmm.
Kelps of kelp.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We should have. We were wrong. I got a 5-star review about that after.
Wow.
The episode air. This is like the dooryard to the inn. It's like the little triangle of mostly dirt between the sort of crossroads and the inn itself. There was like a hitching post in front of the inn, but otherwise not much else in terms of like if you're talking about cover or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we should go out there with them, you think? No, you don't want to. I know you don't want to.
I mean, how far away? Like, does it seem far? Like, what is it?
It's about 20 feet.
20 feet. That's not even far. They're so close. They're right there. I think it's fine.
So you're saying, like, if we're here, it's close enough that we basically are with them.
This, yeah, well, basically, this is, if we were to fight whoever this is basically where I stand anyway. Okay. So what the hell?
Okay, all right, well, let's just look out the window and watch what happens. And while they talk to the figure, you and me can play the game where we act out what we think they're saying.
Okay.
Dibs on Bathwack.
Okay. Sure.
Unless you want to be Bathwack and I can be Rufina.
No, I never want to be Bathwack. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, well, they're walking up out there right now. You see them?
Come on, Bathwack. This is going to be fun. I bet this isn't their friend.
They're not talking yet. Will, you don't.
Roscoe, they're not facing us. They're looking the other way. How the fuck do you think she could be yelling? It's a boring rain outside.
Okay, we can presume that we can assume that maybe they're talking while they're walking away from us, okay?
Yeah.
It's a walk.
Okay. I'm talking to you, Bathwack. Jeez. Bathwack said that you thought you were good at this game, but I don't know. No, Adam, I don't know if you'll remember this, but you literally did this with Bethany. Okay, yeah, I was just editing that just like hilarious. Today or yesterday.
Oh, that's wild.
And it was so funny because you were giving him such a hard time about like some weird in-character thing. And so now that's why I had to give you a hard time about it. Just like, I don't think you really know how to play this game.
Yes, I do. My name's Bathwack Madrak. And I'm good at all games, unless I start out bad at them, but then I will just practice them until I'm good at them.
Aw, Bathwack, that's such a healthy attitude to have! Yay! Let's go give this guy a hug!
Hey, now, Rufina, don't hug him right away. I need to protect you. I'm a good and loyal friend, except for when there are gods who might be trying to hurt us, and then I will ally myself with them against you.
Whoa, wow, wait, okay, Roscoe, wait a second.
What?
Wait a second. Is that like a real thing? Wait, you think he's going to ally himself with a bad guy?
I think
guy?
He already did.
Wait, who? Okay, he did that once, and it was like... stupid. He's not the...
All right, well,
okay.
Have to stop. They just got to the figure.
Okay, okay. Oh, shit. <Boodle-doodle-doodle-doodle>.
Do you guys
and
do that?
Now hear, now we hear what they were actually saying as they walked.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys...
It was completely silent.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it's exactly what we said.
I know, I was thinking it could be exactly the same, but I'm not sure I could even begin to replicate that.
The feed is like, hey, Bathwack, let's pretend that they're watching us and making up what we're saying.
Amazing.
I will pop in.
And I'm pretending to be Rufina.
All right, so you guys head out the door into the pouring, driving rain. It's deafening out here. It's just white noise all around you. You're immediately soaked to the bone. And
this is gross.
The figure's like, again, 20 feet away.
Hmm.
Seems to still to be still.
And it's not moving. It's not moving.
Correct.
Okay. How are you feeling about this, Bathwack? I am feeling pretty confident. Because he's this thing, this creature, whether it's alive or not, is not moving. Did you bring Captain Clockface with you, by the way?
I hope I didn't.
He's right behind you.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my god.
He's right behind you.
He waves at you, Rufina.
There he is. All right. Captain Clockface, I know you once almost burned down and that was really hard. So I hope you don't get hurt, but listen. If something goes down with this guy here, can you kick pretty hard?
He pulls out his knife from his hidden hip sheath.
Oh, thank goodness.
Wields it menacingly.
Oh, I'm feeling the menace coming.
He does like some like fencing poses with it.
All right. I feel even more confident. Let's go. Excuse me, figure. Hey, figure, standing there solitarily. Hello.
Just a note, I want to be within 5 feet of Rufina.
Oh.
Why so?
Because he loves
personal
you.
Comfort.
So that I can take everything off you when he kills you. No, just kidding.
Thank you.
Oh my, he's not tired at all.
Fina is no. naked on the ground.
Yeah, remember, you decided to do this instead of have sex when your kids are out of the house. So you have to play this and not have sex right now, Alex. Calm down.
All right, how long until our son gets to this episode? Let's calculate.
Then he'll stop listening forever.
It's after the back scratcher one.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think he'll get it. I mean, will he get either he'll get it or he won't. And that's just life, dude. Oh, look at my microphone. It's all the way up there. That's weird.
It is life.
What? Oh, what happened? Look at that. Like drifted all the way. I hate this stupid thing.
No, the real reason is that I can protect you better if I'm within 5 feet.
Got it. Got it. Immediately when I asked, I realized that you probably have something that would help me if you were within 5 feet of me. So we continue on.
Yeah. So are you calling from the door or are you approaching, Rafina?
Well, we're already like, how close were we?
20 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they started walking and talking, and then as they got closer,
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And I'm hollering.
And then they went through a time continuum that allowed Roscoe and Will to talk for 5 minutes when it took them only, they were only walking 20 feet. So anything else you want to say probably works.
That's how fast they talk.
That's so funny.
So yeah, as you get closer, some details begin to resolve as you wipe the rain out of your eyes. This figure seems to be suspended up in the air. Whoa. On some sort of a pole.
Oh no.
Wait a second.
Arms
what?
Outstretched.
Oh, how long is the pole?
Your head is about where its feet look like they are.
Whoa.
Okay. Wow.
And it's about the size, the figure itself is about the size of a human, human.
It appears to be some sort of impalement situation here.
So you get closer and KT was right. It's a scarecrow. Yes.
Scarecrow.
Okay, good. I was like at first really grossed out and then I'm like, wait, he's fucking with us.
It's a scarecrow on a pole there in the middle of the dooryard.
And we definitely didn't see it before.
Correct. There was no scarecrow, no pole.
I get it. It doesn't have a mind. If I only had a mind. I get it.
Brain.
Nice.
Yeah, but mind.
Don't besmirch the words of whoever wrote that song.
I thought you were just
a
young person who didn't ever watch The Wizard
of Oz. No, I was connecting our D&D game to Wizard of Oz, you goof.
Adam's FOMO also applies to movies made in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Mm-hmm. Alex, what were you saying?
I keep having this kind of deja vu feeling when we play season 2 that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Where every once in a while I feel like there are thematic elements mm-hmm. from Barovia that keep mm-hmm. creeping in and it kind of weirds me out. Mm-hmm. So this reminds me of some scarecrows that we saw.
What'd
you find in a scarecrow?
That the sun sword?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What? This is
wait, is it the same scarecrow? Does it look like that? No. I'm not there. Oh, it doesn't look like that? Mm-mm. Okay. What a stupid theory. Observation.
Thanks, Alex.
You're tired and sick. You're bad.
Why don't you just fall off your ball again? No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's so creepy. It's true. There was, I mean, you're a creep. Let's go. What's happening?
And to the chest of the scarecrow, speaking of impalements, there is an envelope stabbed to the chest with a knife.
Okay.
Oh, can I reach it?
No, you can't.
Can't she flip up there? Come on.
Yeah, just Yoda your way
up
there.
That's what she does.
I use my pigtail. And I
yeah, exactly.
Your extendable eye.
It's like one of those sticky hands that you get in a gumball Gross. Machine. And it yep. just grabs it. I've had a few occasions.
Do I see Rafina try to reach it?
Yep.
Can I reach it?
Yep.
It just keeps stretching up. No, none of us can.
I'll pull it off and I'll lower it down to a level that
Aww.
Okay,
you can grab it.
Thanks.
Rafina takes it. The ink on the envelope is running in the rain, but you can still make out that it says to ex-King Bathwack.
Oh, wow.
Ex-King?
Ex-EX-King Bathwack. Not X like extreme.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Like X-King. The X games.
To ex-King Bathwack.
Well, I don't know who this is for, since you keep saying there's no King Bathwack, but this says to ex-King Bathwack, Bathwack. Let's take it back quickly. Can we take the scarecrow with us too? I try to yank the pole.
The pole seems rooted firmly in the ground.
How did we not see this before?
I'm gonna try to cut the pole down. I was gonna try to cut right through it.
Okay.
Bathwack, did you consider that this might make Captain Clockface jealous if we have another? You know. Maybe we should just leave him.
You
here.
Look at Clockface, he's got his hands on his hips with his head cocked right at you, Ravina.
He's got competition.
Finish your sentence, it seems like his body language is saying. Another what, Ravina?
Another lovely character in our group.
Scarecrow is a lovely character. Come on, let's go.
Give me a athletics check, Bathwack, so to funny. Chop down the whole thing.
Does Captain Clockface have a heart?
Ooh, I don't know if we know.
I think this Eric's doing a Wizard of Oz thing, guys.
The storm.
Well, who has the courage? Who needs the courage? Eric pointed at me.
Ooh, that's pretty good. 22. Thweck. Thwack. Bathwack. You, with two chops, hew the pole enough so you can push it over easily.
Nice.
Creak. What are we doing with this, Ravina?
It falls over.
Well, I thought we should just bring it with us for more evidence, I guess.
I hope you bring the letter back really soon so I can tear into that shit.
Well, it's like totally the rain. The rain is getting all over it. We gotta go.
I'm gonna hold the scarecrow over you like an umbrella.
Aw, that's so cute.
All right. Should we cut back to Will and Roscoe trying to decide what they're saying or not?
Oh. So you're being Ravina.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so great. I don't know you at all, but I want to be your very best friend. Please? Hug? Would you like one? Would you like 10?
And you guys get the perspective now that they're close to it, that it's tall, like the figure is taller than Bathwack, as you see Bathwack reach up to it.
Oh, you'll really talk, and I feel your chin. What a great chin you've got, strange man in the rain.
Oh my gosh!
Ooh, yeah!
I want to feel touch his chin too, please!
All right, here. It. Oh, okay. No problem, Ravina. You can get in on this hot chin action. I'll just cut this guy down. Oh, here's a piece of paper for you.
Oh, thank you!
Come
That's
on down
what
so
I've
my
always wanted.
Friend can touch your chin, your sexy chin.
Oh, let me check. What are we doing, Roscoe? What the fuck?
Yeah, you see Bathwack raise his sword, and then the figure falls.
No, he said that.
Yeah, I know.
He was saying. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But it happens well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Bathwack. Kill him! Kill him! I mean, peace. I don't know what I don't really know what my own deal is. Sometimes I love people, and sometimes I'm okay with murder.
Wait, Will, you have a perspective on Ravina.
Yes, I do. I've been oh, God. Oh, no. Erase that from your memory, please.
Erase what?
Okay, good.
Oh, Ravina, I'm going to put this body over top of you.
Oh, my gosh. This is a totally normal umbrella that I actually invented in Bear Toggle. It's called the... What the fuck? Like, what is this, a scarecrow? It's a scarecrow umbrella. There is a scarecrow standing outside. Like, Roscoe, it was a scarecrow. What the fuck?
Oh, it was a scarecrow.
There we go. Now it's here.
All right.
Again, there was a time warp. Yeah, for sure. It doesn't take that long to walk.
And, they come in. soaking wet.
Okay.
And Rafina's holding a something, and Bathwack's holding a body slash scarecrow.
Wait. Well, should we bring this thing in? Can it be cursed or so? Did we just bring a curse?
Throw it across the table.
Should we set it on fire? Do we know anything about this? Did you just bring in something? A rat or something? We don't know anything about this thing.
It's another puppet for Bathwack.
Oh, what?
Well, I'm
checking
know.
This. Rasko checks the scarecrow's pockets and everything. He's going through trying to find money or like soup to eat.
Yeah. Okay, you don't even have to roll. It doesn't have anything in its pockets. It's you know wearing crappy clothes you give to a scarecrow.
This thing didn't have anything on it. I looted it and had nothing of value or of interest.
You didn't loot it very well. You have to get the straw out.
All right, what's the deal? What's the paper? What is this thing?
I pull it out and say, King Bathwack, is it okay if I read this?
You already have it.
Can I read it? Well, it's addressed to King Bathwack, who apparently doesn't exist, but it's also possibly meant for you because it says ex-King Bathwack, even though you don't claim that title either. Should I just open it and read it before Will grabs out of my hand?
Please. We might as well read it to everyone.
Okay.
Yes.
Woohoo!
All right. So you open up the envelope. The envelope, as you're handling it, feels like it maybe was coated with something that the letter inside seems mostly intact. A few drips here and there, but it's definitely still legible.
Okay.
It's written in a hand with sort of a flourish. It's like a mix between like a flourishy hand and a scrawl. And it says, without any inflection, "You dare enter my future realm, Pretender King? Xantress has no use for you anymore, you weak would-be hero." And it's signed Juliet Rusher.
Wow.
Oh my god. Ooh, even Will is like, ow.
Xantress has no use for you.
How do they know you're here? What does Bathwack look like?
Turtle.
Yeah. It does. A wet turtle.
Bathwack's not intimidated by this.
Yeah.
He just wants to know who Juliet Rusher is.
So does he look just curious or... Okay. So this is fun. Because we're going into Gully's End, like the city, town, whatever, and capital? It's the capital, right? I think. Is that right?
Village, hamlet.
Pathetic little...
bump of the road.
Right? Exactly. Who are you? But thank you. Thank you, Muse. Bump in the road. We're going to the Gully's End. Bump of the road's Bernard. Whoa, Bernard! Ouch.
Just trying to help out.
Bernard, that's not how your personality works, says KT.
Well, maybe tonight
but also
it is.
Probably it is. All right, so, because you're from Tivoli. What was I saying?
But during
we're
this conversation...
heading into...
Oh, yeah, we're heading... We're going
is at
there.
The window. Rusko's looking outside again, because whoever put that envelope there might be out there. But continue, Will, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, like we're going directly to where is that where you lived in the actual city? And it looks like somebody else wants to not have you be there or something.
Why aren't we asking Bathwack? Bathwack, I don't remember who Xantress is. Tell me about Xantress. I'm checking my journal for entries and I am not finding it fast enough.
Rafina, that's the Kingmaker.
Okay. Thank you.
We had a whole thing.
I knew I remember the name.
You'd probably remember that unless you just want Rafina to just have conveniently forgot. Because it was a big deal. Like, you know.
So Xantress is the name that we all were chanting like in the in that the beer garden. Is it just Xantress?
Xantress.
Xantras, right?
Yeah. Xantress.
Yeah.
Come here, Xantress. Talk to Will,
yes.
Xantress.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah.
So, wait. When this is Sin. So, is he the king?
he's like the king. Okay, listen, this is none of your business. He's not the king, but I'm not going to explain it all to you.
Well,
it's
my business if we're about to get attacked by something.
What? Why do you think we're going to get attacked? Just because there's a scarecrow outside? Who cares? What are you, a hunter? Yeah, obviously. Well, always thinking about fighting, huh? Why don't you go to sleep?
Well, where's the they?
I don't know. It's a non-binary scarecrow. Okay, what the fuck's your problem, dude?
Nice. Like,
that's what's coming.
That's right.
A non-binary scarecrow. I love that. so good.
But yeah, like it's yeah, sure, sir. But like, you know, leave this to the professionals who are. Listen, this is none of your business. So all those things, all those like stutters, are in character because Will is trying to make it sound like. I'm some kind of official. This is none of your business. We're important. Go away. Because he doesn't actually want to deal with this guy right now. But we could just kill him. Something like that. What, did something roll? Oh. Do you want me to roll something? Bossiness? Can I roll for bossy?
shut up, Will. We got company.
What?
We got company. They're here. It's not a non-binary sequel.
It's not a non-binary sequel.
It could be
maybe
a
that is a non-binary sequel, but what we got out here is a non-singulary group of people.
Oh no.
Come walk out there.
I look right away.
All right. Yeah, you look out the window in the rain and you can see multiple figures approaching extremely slowly. Ooh. They're just coming into view kind of at the distance where the scarecrow was. So you could see at least five.
Oh my god, are they like
Sin.
Yeah.
Can you fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Everyone, get your
Let me get my
out.
Bow.
Cool.
He
also,
runs upstairs.
Do you have arrows? You have arrows, too?
Of course I do. Don't be foolish.
I use them all.
Can we get on the roof from here?
You don't see an obvious way to get on the roof.
Well, but from upstairs.
That'd be more likely.
Climbs brick walls. I feel like he could probably get up on the roof if he wants to. He just randomly climbs stone walls in cities. Come on.
I'm gonna go up. I don't want to be separated from you guys, but I.
Right. That's depending on what you look like you're doing. Will is gonna be asking you what you're doing. What are you doing?
why don't we go up to the room and go out the window onto the roof? Maybe we can get a better vantage on whatever this is.
Okay, but wait. Okay, sure. How about I just talk to these people? Or Rafina does,
okay,
she's
Rafina.
A nice one.
Now, can Roscoe make out like what these figures are, like as they get closer?
They slowly approach, they seem to be more scarecrows.
Oh, no.
Wait, but they're moving?
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're not up on poles either.
Creepy. Okay, wait. We all see that? Who sees that?
Anybody who's looking
at
the window.
Anybody who comes to the window, yeah.
What the fuck? More scarecrows. Okay, Bathrock, yeah, we're just going to kill all of them. Let's go. What do you think? You want to go on the roof? Don't you smash things up close? What do you want to do? And it's raining. Fuck. I can't use fire because that would be so easy to just burn a bunch of scarecrows. Shit! And Will looks at the one that's in the room. Is it a fucking live? Is it alive?
No.
Okay, wait, but he grabs it and throws it out the door.
Okay. You open the door to throw the scarecrow out.
Okay.
It's hard again with the wind, but you kind of push it open.
Okay.
And you chuck it out a few feet into the rain. You see the figures still slowly approaching. It's a little clearer through the door versus the rain-spattered window.
Okay.
And then you try to pull the door closed, but it feels like the wind is, you know, pushing against it. So you need to make a strength check.
Okay.
Assuming you try to close the door, I was.
Yes, I definitely. That's,
you just kid, athletics is fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not rolling very well tonight either.
Okay, yeah, you're not able to get the door closed.
Oh, God. Bathwag!
I guess it's obvious what Will needs. I'll try to help him.
All right, so as you're approaching, Will, you feel the. What feels like the wind really pulling on the door, and it eventually, before Bathwack can even get there, it rips it out of your hands and slams against the front of the building, and you see that it was not, in fact, the wind that was tugging so hard. Behind the door is a scarecrow right in front of your face, and it moves to attack you.
Wait, so I'm outside by myself?
Well, you're in the doorway.
Oh, I wait. Where's the? Which way is the door open?
Out.
So we okay. So wait.
So it was in. Rips the door open, and it's right in front of my face.
Yeah, it was behind the
door. Okay, so I thought it closed the door. Sorry, I
no. It slammed it open
that.
Against the wall.
Okay. All right. Cool. Roll initiative. You just said
yes, please,
all right, guys. All right, if we can't beat a bunch of scarecrows, we deserve to die, okay, is what Will says. I'm just kidding. He's not that cool.
That is pretty good. Like, we deserve to die if we can't beat these guys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
love that.
Wait, do we have to roll initiative?
Sorry, Abby.
Abby should have a superpower that she just gets to trade her initiative roll with whoever she wants.
Yeah,
again, yeah. It is in as the rules that she can lower her initiative.
Oh my gosh, it's in the book. 16.
All right, so we got 8 for Bathwack. Can someone read them to me?
I'm a 16.
16, thank you.
Actually, you're a 19. And
you're
I'm
19.
A 16.
But I'll take the 19 if you just want looked the 16. At the roll. I totally want to do whatever makes me go last.
Roscoe, what'd you get?
A 9.
Okay.
So unfortunately, Abby's first, unless she delays.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, she's actually not.
No!
Well, maybe
turn
somebody...
on my microphone over that. Oh, wait. Oh, hopefully it's the
one
elf
of our
guy.
Friends.
I thought it was a scarecrow.
So yeah, Sin bursts from his room upstairs with his bow and slides down the banister. And he sees the scarecrow in the doorway over Will's shoulder, and he pulls back his bow and tries to hit.
Woo-hoo! Nice.
So we got, let's see here. Uh-oh.
He hits me.
Oh,
he rolled a natural one. Does he hit me? You
he does, absolutely.
Oh, fuck. Will is going to kill this guy. Yeah.
That's what he gets for spending energy on the fucking banister slot.
I know.
That's
like
less energy.
Show off.
He didn't have to run down all those stairs. He was trying to, he was loading his bow as he went. And yeah, so yeah, it was going to be this awesome shot right over your shoulder. You're going to have this arrow quivering like right by your ear.
Now it's quivering but into my shoulder.
Well, let's see how much damage it does. Maybe it just hits your ear.
Oh my god! Okay.
No, this is terrible.
Yeah, Will, you take 9 damage? So probably hit like the top part of your shoulder.
Is it in there?
No.
What?
It's just sticking out of you.
Let's see, 9 damage. Yeah, it's in like the top part of your shoulder there.
Okay.
So he missed and hit Will instead.
Yeah.
Great.
No, there's an arrow sticking out of my shoulder.
And then he takes 2 more shots.
Wait, who does? This guy?
Sin.
This fucking guy.
He's drinking 2 shots of liquor.
Explain it. That is exactly what
all right.
He does.
One hits and one flies wide. Not Will. And does. All right. It flies into the head of the scarecrow, which kind of explodes in a puff of straw, and the scarecrow collapses to the ground.
All right. Easy peasy. Now I'm not even afraid. I just have an arrow in my shoulder. It's just like,
so yeah, whatever. Rafina, 3 arrows have twanged through the air. There was a scarecrow in the doorway. It's not there anymore, but you know there are other figures out there. What are you doing?
All right, so I can't see any of them. I can't, because it's dark, right, and rainy. I can't actually
see
them.
You can kind of see them out there. You'd have to get closer to not have like disadvantage, and also these things are kind of randomly put in here, so you can arrange yourselves how you would like.
All right. Okay. So it's my turn.
Is that a dog? Oh, that's a dog.
Yeah, that's Bernard.
Oh, Bernard, get back, you dummy.
I am going to draw my light crossbow and shoot a warning shot randomly into the darkness.
All right.
I love fights.
I love it. That's great.
Oh my. That is a natural 20.
Oh my.
Yes.
Rufina's like, this is how it's done. Dumb elf
bitch. That's amazing. Yes.
Yes, I'm so mad at Sin for shooting Will.
She just doesn't even look. It's over the other shoulder. She just randomly fucking fires.
She's just three of them in a row. Just staring at Sin like disappointedly while she aims and fires. And it's perfectly.
Even better, I'll be aiming for Sin and completely miss and shoot out. No, I like your version better.
Yeah, so it just flies out and you see it encounter a scarecrow and explode with this bright white radiant light. Whoa. And it collapses to the ground. And then you can't really see what happens, but you see a similar burst of light further back.
Nice, I got two of them.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's my turn. I got two of them, guys. You got to get rid of the next three before my turn.
Okay!
Says Mo, and he runs out into the rain.
Yay!
Oh, Mo.
The rest of us can just have a nice meal while Mo takes care of the rest of these things.
Stab
some
kills.
Stew. All right. Okay, I bit one! It's dead!
Wow, nice.
Will, it's your turn.
You can rip a arrow out of your shoulder without it bleeding everywhere, right? Would I know that? Would I know something? I would know things about knife wounds and shit. I don't know about arrows. Was like, what do I do with an arrow, guys? And he shoots Eldritch Blast. Boop. I have to do it three times.
Which one are you
hitting? Wait. How many times? Is it three? God, it's been a while. Okay.
Hit.
Oh, nice.
And three scarecrows collapse to the ground in a burst of eldritch energy.
Okay.
You staying there?
I want to close the door.
Okay. If the door is closed.
Nobody's outside, right?
Mo's outside.
Oh, no! Oh, no. I'm sorry. I forgot Mo was outside. I wouldn't close the door on Mo. I, like, sidestep to allow the other people to go out the door because I was just obviously in the way. That's why I got shot. So I move just, I keep the building behind my back because that's how Will would, but I can't on this map. So I guess just here.
Oh, you're going outside?
I sidestep so that people can, because there's a table here.
I thought you were sidestepping back inside.
Oh, I guess I could, but then I don't know if I'll get a good view. I want to get firmly out of the way so that the other people that, like Bathwack is specifically who I'm talking about. I go, so I step out and then I step along the side of the building like this. Like, okay. Just so I can go back in very easily. But he's not intimidated by these scarecrows. He's like, what the hell is this regular world nonsense?
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Roscoe. What are you doing? Mo ran out into the rain. A couple bolts and magical things have been shot out there. What's going on with Roscoe?
And so there are there five scarecrows over here by Mo?
Yeah. You can't see all of them from where you are, but yes.
Yeah, Roscoe's moving toward the door that Will just sidestepped out of, and I think Roscoe is going to cast Fairy Fire with the usual. We know how Roscoe casts spells for the boost. I don't need to describe it.
It's like he's yawning.
Yeah, he finds himself yawning during combat, and it accidentally results in hopefully this spell working. And he's casting it at kind of in the middle of the five scarecrows by Mo.
Okay, cool.
And it's a spell save DC of 14. Each object in a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in blue, green, or violet light. Let's say violet, which is kind of like the lavender of colors.
Wow.
Is that right?
Or is the lavender of colors?
Wait, what?
Is like, lavender a color too?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. But that's okay.
Yeah, but definitely it is the lavender of colors.
Okay, cool. I've always said that.
Any creature in the area is outlined in light if it fails a dexterity saving throw. But also, these things might not be creatures. If they don't have minds like the other scarecrow, then these are just objects that automatically are lit up, and which results in any attack roll against them from now on gets advantage.
Nice.
All right, so yes, these all just immediately light up, and some more even that you didn't see, but now you can in the darkness because they are lit up. So let me see if I can do something to do that. There. Any of the ones with pink have that. I'll do that to all of them. All right. Cool. That's great. Helps visibility and attacking. Awesome.
And that's now spell is that's basically takes the attack.
That is your action. Yeah, action, that's right. An action. Yeah. Some are bonus actions, but I was just checking that one is a full action.
Okay. I'm moving, by the way. I'm moving out of the doorway like Will did, the opposite direction of Will. Oh, so it's cool. Like this cool, like
buddy cop like, comedy
buddy
thing.
Buddy cops, yeah. All cops are buddies.
We're called Kelpses, okay? This is a buddy. All is a cops buddy Kelpses. Are bumps. Buddy Kelps comedy.
Buddy Kelps.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
So Bathwack, Roscoe, Will, and Mo have run out into the rain. Some other people have shot some stuff.
Bathwack
out there
can do nothing but be extremely confused because Roscoe and Will ran out into the rain, and Bathwack's still inside.
Yeah, he spends his turn just trying to process that information.
Yeah.
roll for insight, because what the fuck just happened?
And then he gets knocked unconscious.
Yay! Finally,
for all night.
He is going to sheath his longsword. And I don't know how much time this takes. Maybe it's my action. I don't know. And reach back and pull out his flail.
Nah, bonus action.
Thuds to the ground in the middle of the inn.
Kill Bill style.
Yeah.
And then I guess he's going to run out the door to the closest thing. So run right past Roscoe and Will. And just as he gets clear of Roscoe, he's going to start swinging it.
Okay.
Back and forth over each arm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Bathwack! I just remembered that lavender's a color, too!
We'll see if that affects his outcome.
Let me try the flail out.
Are you rolling with advantage?
Oh, yeah, you should.
Roll again. I'll take the higher of the two.
Wait, why am I rolling? Oh, because I can see them.
Fairy
because
fired.
My fairy fire.
I'll also remind you that it does have a 10-foot reach.
Oh, so I don't have to be right up next
You don't
to
have to be. You can be. There's no penalty for being so close.
Well, I don't want to be so close to Roscoe with this thing. I just got it out.
You'll be close to Mo instead.
All right. Oh, there's the second roll.
All right, yes. That hits, connects solidly with the midsection of the scarecrow, which gets pulled free and goes flying over Mo's head, and then the remaining parts crumple to the ground.
Is this the flail that the coyote gave him?
Yeah.
Nice. The one that you've been practicing.
He's been practicing.
The,
yep.
The rutabago. That's awesome. I love that. Fuck yeah.
Now with a 10-foot reach, can I use a second attack?
Yes, you can. There's two others within range.
That's so scary. Like, picture a giant turtle dragonborn guy in the rain, in the dark, swinging a flail at his fullest extent.
And a glowing scarecrow.
That's, oh my god.
That's wild.
Crazy. We all poop our pants.
That's an insane.
Yep.
That's an insane bonus on this flail. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This one, it hits into the knees of it and it just spins like three times in midair and crumples headfirst to the ground.
And now Bathwax smiles.
Yay!
Oh. All right.
But it's not like smiling at Rafina. No, this is like a terrifying smile. But, you know.
King Bathwack.
Hell yeah.
Scary.
All right. Now it's the Scarecrows' turn.
Oh, shit.
All right. Let's see here. They seem to have picked up speed a little bit. Not a crazy amount, but enough to get close enough. Oh. And they start coming out of the darkness.
Uh-oh. Oh, there's way more. Oh,
swarming.
All right. Gosh. So let's see. We got 4 attacks on Bathwack, 2 on Mo, and 3 on Will.
Oh, fun. Fun times. All right. Here we go. So
let's see. Okay.
I still have an arrow in my shoulder. I'd like to point out,
so these,
says Will.
These things, they all attack in the same way. They're kind of floppy, but they reach back with each arm and swipe. And you can see anybody who's close enough that they've got like these mean, like serrated claw things at the end of their arms.
Ooh.
All right, so let's see. I'm going to do Will's first. So each one actually gets 2 attacks, just so you know. So.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, what is your armor class, Will? That'll be quicker.
14.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3 hits. That's 18 total slashing damage.
Okay.
And what, Bathwack, what's your thing about being frightened? You have something about preventing you and others from being frightened?
He has to be within a certain amount of, a certain distance.
Yeah, I believe that is true.
We can't be frightened, but uh-oh.
Here it is.
Aura of Courage. Within 10 feet.
Uh-oh.
So you are not close enough.
Oh, no.
It's only Mo and Roscoe again.
Will, so you need to make... frightened. You need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Is he close enough for the bonus on that? I don't remember what the range on that one is. 10 feet is that one as well, so you also don't get his bonus. So it's just your own wisdom save.
Oh, natural 20. Oh!
Nice! All right. That's our second natural 20 this game.
So, yeah, okay. You there's these figures looming around you.
Right.
You've been surrounded by way worse with your back against a wall.
Yes,
than
for
piles
sure.
of straw.
Oh, thank you.
So that's you great. Are not frightened by these, nor... can you be in the next day?
Oh, hell yeah, you fucking scarecrow nice. Idiots. That's awesome.
All right, okay. Now I'm going to do 2 on Mo, so he gets 4 attacks. Try to make this quick, because it doesn't have anything to do with any of you. 15. Uh-oh. Hit, miss, crit miss, which is... nope. There we go. And miss. So he's going to take 6 damage... and he can't be frightened because he's close enough to Bathwax, so he doesn't have to make a save. One of the scarecrows, with one of its attacks, misses. It seems to be overzealously clawing at Mo, and it claws its one arm, like kind of hits Mo's knife that he puts up to block it, and the arm gets chopped off. So that guy's going to have one less attack. That's what the red dot means. All right, now Bathwack gets a total of 8 attacks. And what's your armor class, Bathwack?
20.
20. Whew. All right. All right, so miss, 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 miss. Critical hit and a hit. All right. So, crit hit. So it does... you take 12 slashing damage. And then... sorry, total 18. Because the other one also just a normal hit.
That's how much damage I got, too.
And you can't be frightened because you have an aura of courage around you.
Did you say porridge?
Courage.
Aura of porridge.
Aura of porridge.
I totally thought that's
aura
right.
of porridge spell. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Eric, please.
Write that
write
down.
Write it down. Aura of
right
porridge.
Because you know I'll forget about it by next session. And
oh
and you'll
God.
Be like, aura of
we'll
porridge. And I'll be like,
it.
That's the best thing ever. I wish I'd thought of that.
Seriously, it just means that you can make oatmeal like every day or something forever for anybody you're traveling with. Sure. Whatever. Who, right. Everybody gets enough. That's the aura of porridge.
And I have a brown sugar cantrip, so that'll help.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Babe. That's what the... when we meet the weasel of wiliness, he has to give the aura of porridge. Rufina?
Deal.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Okay, we're just fantasizing about our own game.
No, you know what? I think there might be more hits because I'm not using my longsword, so I'm not parrying. My armor class is only 18.
No, there are no more hits, but thank you.
Okay.
All right. Shimi goes and jumps behind the bar.
Oh, my God.
What,
I was
really?
Gonna say earlier, I really liked the idea of Shimi thinking he was going to run out the front door and Will just sticking an arm out and pushing him back by the forehead. Like, get the fuck back in there.
You gave him a look.
Yeah.
What happened to his hammers? He doesn't have his hammers, huh?
He does, though, but he shouldn't fight. He's a baby.
I know, he is a baby.
He's just a child, and he's not, like, we don't even, I guess we don't know. Has he ever had to fight at all? Well, Bathwack broke his legs. Other than that, has he had to fight?
Not in self-defense, though.
I don't think that he's actually been in a fight at all, so we don't know. Maybe he's, like, a really cool, awesome fighter character that Eric's hiding from us, but...
He probably has an aura of Captain Crunch.
I have a feeling Eric is keeping him nice and soft so he can smush him whenever he wants
to.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm worried
he's
about.
Like my veal. Shimi is my veal.
Oh, no!
I'm married Kobe to this beef. Person. I'm married to this person!
Some nice Kobe Shimi.
We don't even eat veal. Like, I have never in my life even had veal. So.
Nope, me neither.
Well, get ready, guys. All right, Sin leaps over the table, out the door.
Speaking of Sins.
He actually stops at the door because there's some scarecrows right there. He's going to try to shoot point blank at this one right here. And then the one behind Will as well.
I thought you had to be within a certain distance with these kinds of weapons.
Strictly speaking, it might be a disadvantage if he's in melee range.
He's not.
This dummy?
That's why he stops in the door.
Oh,
gotcha.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is it really just like by one square you have to be away? Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just not next
pretty
to
close,
it.
Close, man. Okay.
Six. Okay. So hit and a miss. So the first one misses, but the second one hits. That one blows backwards into the rain away from you, Will. Mm. So there's one less scarecrow.
It blows away?
With the arrow, just like flies backwards.
Wow, that was a weak-ass scarecrow. I look over, I'm like, wow, that must have been a weak-ass scarecrow for you to hit it, you fucking idiot. That's what I say.
Jesus.
I'm looking, and then I point at the arrow in my shoulder at Adam and at Sin.
Yeah,
so that you and Sin understand.
He looks at you. He looks back at you, and then without looking, he points over your other shoulder and fires, and he hits the other scarecrow that's on the other
it's
side of you.
It's beginning to feel like he hit you on purpose.
Which would honestly make a lot of sense. Like, I've been completely obnoxious since I stepped in
the says,
room.
And he says, I would have beat you at Liar's Dice. Rufina, it's your turn.
Okay, hang on. I'm trying to look at the... Hang on, Eric! No, I'm kidding.
I'm hanging!
I'm just trying... Okay, so I'm just checking everyone's status here. Will is outside.
Yep.
And the door is still open, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and Rufina, I haven't actually placed myself anywhere, so...
I kind of put you where I thought you were to fire outside the door.
Yeah, okay. All right, so...
The door's right in front of Sin, who's that green bow-wielding icon.
All right, so I'm close enough to walk to, or, you know, to mosey over to the door, and then I'm going to cast Call Lightning out into the
fray. Oh my, into the storm.
Yep.
Uh-oh, Roscoe's out there. He's got a bad history with lightning.
And I'm going to yell, don't put up an umbrella, you might get electrocuted.
Wait, we should use the scarecrows as umbrellas again so that they get electrocuted. Bathwack, quick!
Roscoe gets the entire party electrocuted because none of us apparently know how lightning works.
All right, so I'm doing it on the other side of that row of pink dots so that it is not within 5 feet mm-hmm. of any of my friends.
Yeah, so you can hit three of them. Or four if you want to also maybe hit Bathwack.
I don't need to hit Bathwack.
Okay. All right, which three do you want to hit? Including or not choice. Including the one that lost an arm?
Let's include him and just wipe okay. him out.
All right, so we got three dex saves. Let's see here. All right. So, yeah, they fail. So they take some Zap. Lightning damage.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
All right. Yeah. So a flash of lightning shoots down, targeting this patch of earth in the road right here, and explodes outwards, and bolts of lightning fly into and immediately catch these scarecrows ablaze. And they just totter in place for a second and fall to the ground, still flaming.
What was the name of that spell?
All lightning.
I love that one.
I have to mark it on my thingy. I always
it's
forget.
So nice when you actually get to do it because there have been so many times you want to do it. And we've been
in
a
like,
little room.
In a library or something.
in a crawl space. That's always what it's felt like. Because Abby's like, I want to call lightning. And you're like, no.
Nope.
Abby, you're in a porta potty.
I have been in a porta potty. Well, almost. Do you remember that little bathroom on the blimp?
Yes.
On the dirigible?
Yes.
Bathwack remembers too.
It almost went out the
right.
toilet.
And now with the lightning shooting through the cloud above, you can see some more stuff.
Oh, great. Oh, no. Okay.
Keep your eyes open, everyone. I just illuminated the field with this lightning.
Okay!
Flashy, flash, flash.
And he tries to stab the guys next to him.
Man, there's a lot of these little buggers. Okay.
With advantage, right? Okay. All right.
Nice.
So, yeah, he stabs both of those, and they fall apart in different ways, and they're gone. And then he goes running towards this other one. Will, you were kind of surrounded by some scarecrows. A few well-placed arrows took a couple of them out.
Right.
Sin's there in the doorway looking at you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first I have to look at Sin and I have to say something because he said something to me. What did he say?
He said, I would have beaten you at Liar's Dice.
Right. And so Will is going to say, like, if you weren't threatened by me, why are you trying to kill me, idiot? And then he flies because he remembers he has boots of flying on.
Okay.
Because also he was attacked by scarecrows and he flies. I don't know, like 10 feet up in the air. How tall are these things? I don't want to be in their reach.
If your feet were 10 feet up, you'd be pretty safe.
If my feet were 10 feet up. Uh-huh. So does that mean 10 feet or I'm at 15 feet or something? Okay. So yeah. So what? How do I indicate that on my
thigh? I don't know.
You don't care. Okay. It's... So I fly up. Hopefully
here,
I remember
that. You
have
this weird mask. Icon
oh,
now.
Sweet.
You're flying.
That's the mask of flying. I am flying up and then I'm going to
turn you upside down too.
And then Will is gonna, just because he's annoying, he's gonna be like, he's gonna try to shout. I don't know if he thinks he can make Bathwack hear him, but he's gonna be like, Bathwack, and point at the boots. I know Alex has already heard me in case he forgot about the boots, but Will would do it just because Bathwack might not remember that he has them because they're new.
Okay. I'd already forgot.
I had also forgot, like literally, I forgot that I had them. So, okay. And then I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast, but I'm going to twin it.
Whoa.
You don't do that very much.
No.
No, I don't. Okay. So I get to cast it twice. Six times, sorry.
What?
Yep, six There's bolts. No way for Where me are you to... casting them? I need to know.
Okay, so at everything I can, anything I can see, is it really true that I can? I couldn't see these, could I, in the dark? I'm flying up.
Anything
in the...
you can see now, you can see.
I can? Okay.
With the lightning.
Okay. So how many are there? One, two, these two right here, one, two, that are right next to me, three. I see Mo going to go get this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to even bother with that one. I'm going to go for three over here, this one that doesn't have anyone by it. Four over here. Do you see what I'm pointing at? Basically the periphery of this battlefield, wherever okay. there are scarecrows and nobody is okay. around them,
cool.
I'm going to zap them.
All right. I'll trust nice. The ones you're saying. Roll all of your rolls.
Okay.
And then you can tell me, just well, keep that order okay. in your one. Mind. And then
that's a 21.
Hit, dead.
A 14.
A hit, dead.
Is 11.
A hit, dead.
Nice. 4 is a 24.
Hit, dead.
5 Woo. Is a hit, 19. Dead. 6 is hit, a dead. 24.
So which were the 6? The one right by you?
The one, there are, yes, there, oh, wait, 1, 2, 3, yeah, yeah, 4, 5, 6, I think that is, 4, 5, 6, yes, that is correct, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Do you oh, see where I'm the one pointing? Thing I did forget is since you flew up out of its range, you should take an attack of opportunity.
Huh? Boy, well, I'm not afraid of that because I already rolled a natural 20
against 12 it. To hit. Yours was 14. It misses yeah. anyway. Okay.
Well, so, just like, I feel as confident as I have ever so felt in a fight in my life.
You are dead.
Okay.
And not the one by Mo, but then these three down yes. here are yes. dead. Mm-hmm. The ones that, that are gone now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. No, Roscoe. Sorry.
Roscoe's like, when I yawned earlier, all that light came out of me and hit these... These scarecrows. That was weird.
That was cool.
Roscoe will run over here.
For some reason, I specifically love picturing Roscoe in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, sure. He belongs in the rain. He's one of those people who belongs in the rain.
Belongs in the rain.
Because I want to feel useful... I'm going to have Roscoe attack the last fairy fired one
mm-hmm. okay.
and get advantage. And Mo can just keep running and try to attack these others when it's his turn.
Cool.
I'm going to attack him with my shillelagh quarterstaff.
Yay.
Shillelagh.
Two-handed.
So you can use your spellcasting ability instead of strength to hit and do damage. And the weapon's damage die becomes a d8.
Oh, okay. So when I rolled at that time, was
Plus
it
6
using...
is probably right. Yes. It's using a different one than strength, and that's all I'll say.
Well, I think we've... It's gone on record. I think it's officially known what is...
Is it?
Yes. Because it's very strange and...
Okay.
He's Doctor Strange?
They were talking about it in the Discord. They're like, was that a mistake? And I was like, no.
Listeners, you too can get in such scintillating conversation if you join our Discord, the link to which can be found in the episode description.
Book Fried Dice Discord's for you. Just go check the link in the description.
If you ever wanted to hear the inside story on Alex from his own lips, don't go to the Discord.
Guys, he types
doesn't
with
even
his
know
lips.
What it is. Types with his lips.
Oh, so I'm going to roll quarterstaff again because I have advantage. And this is why I have sure. advantage, because that was that an 8 to
Total
attack?
Of 8, yep.
So I'm going to do again.
Okay.
And hopefully do better.
You did much better.
23.
There you go.
And so... Now do I roll for damage?
Mm-hmm.
11 bludgeoning.
There you go. Yeah, you smack your quarterstaff into this thing's head. I picture him doing like a top-down swing for some reason. I like Roscoe doing that over his head, like he's splitting a thing of wood.
Bonk.
Yep. Bonk. And crushes down in, and the scarecrow collapses in front of you.
Bonk is the lavender of sounds.
All right, there
Adam,
we go.
Bonk is a sound. Wait, lavender is a sound. That's the joke. All right, Bathwack. You dodged like so many different claw attacks. Some of them got caught in your chainmail. You shielded some. A couple hit home. And then a lot of them died due to there's lightning crackling all around you. If you had hair, it would be standing up. What are you doing?
Something majestically boring.
Majestically boring.
Your cloaca is standing up.
Ooh.
Ew,
wow.
Will reminded me of my boots.
Yay!
So I'm gonna translate up 10 feet.
That's what I did too.
Yep.
And
oh, that's perfect for your flail.
Exactly. Oh my God. Slide what did over I do? Right above these guys.
What have I done?
And I'm gonna try to lop their heads off.
Oh no!
Okay.
Oh, no.
We're going to invent the game of golf all over again.
I think it's more like polo.
Yes, yes, air polo.
Oh my god.
Instead
gosh.
Of water polo.
Oh.
So there's one attack and there's another attack.
So that is a natural
Spanakopita.
Good.
One.
This is why we practice on the rutabago.
I like that it's the very first time you've ever done this, though. It's like he's flying. He's like trying to fly and then like reach at the limit that he can. That's cool. I love that. I love that that's the natural one.
Yeah. So, yeah, you hit the first one squarely and it dies. And you're used to sort of like shifting your weight and continuing. You've got used to like the feel of like working with the momentum of the flail, but not while not standing on the ground. So you don't have the same like... You can't use your body weight as much to help to pull it back. And so, yeah, it the weight of the flail pulls you back down to the ground.
Ooh.
And okay, you're like down, you're like prone on the ground.
Oh, no.
You hit the ground in between these two scarecrows. And speaking of scarecrows, it's their turn.
Fuck.
So you can all hear rustling from like around the sides of the building as more scarecrows come into view.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Come on.
Just to say it out loud, this looks like 10 more scarecrows. Okay, like maybe 20 more scarecrows, 18 more scarecrows. I'm not. Jeez Louise. Okay.
Here's the real question.
Oh no, even more. Well, you asshole. What the hell?
Where the fuck are all these scarecrows coming from? Like, is there a scarecrow factory near here?
Probably.
Well, at a certain point, we have to go and figure out what's creating all these scarecrows,
right? Yeah, that's
right?
The real story.
Baba Lasaga. Wasn't that who had the scarecrows? Was it Baba Lasaga?
Was it?
No.
Was it?
No.
They were up on, they were behind the monastery or whatever, the abbey. All right, so I'm going to roll a bunch of attacks here. Will, you get 6 more.
On me? Wait, I'm in the sky.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Sin's going to take 2 or 4,
oops.
I guess.
Oh, well. Maybe if you were cooler.
What's Sin's AC? All right, so it's going to take 12 damage. Roscoe, you're going to take 4 attacks. What's your AC?
13.
Hit natural 1, miss and hit. So you're going to take 12 slashing damage. And one of the scarecrows gets hit by Bathwack as he falls out of the ground. And now he's prone.
Mm.
Falls out of the ground?
Falls out of the sky to the ground.
Oh, got
Sorry.
It, got it, got it.
Sorry. Abby, you're always on me up for grammar. The grammar.
You were.
All right, and then Bathwack, you're going to take 6 hits. which your AC is 18, if I remember. So there's another natural one. Miss, hit, miss, miss, miss. So you're going to take 6 slashing damage. Oh, wait. All those should be with advantage because you're prone. Hold on. Oh, so, so the one that rolled a natural one on their crit, or on their whatever, rolled a crit. So that's a crit hit, miss. All right, so you're going to take 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait, so how much did I not take? Like,
Sorry, ignore what I said before.
You're going to take. I subtracted.
Okay,
it. I
so
it
do
was.
It was 6. So take an additional 18 plus 12.
Okay. 30. So 36 total, including the the 6 from before.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Uh-oh. All right, so Sin is at the door. There's these two scarecrows in his face. He drops his bow and pulls out 2 scimitars.
Whoa! Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right. And he takes 3 swipes. And 2 of them connect, and these 2 scarecrows are down. And he's going to move up to this next one who's kind of underneath Will, hovering above. Rafina.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to tell me I was getting damage. Uh-oh. All right. So I am going to yell, Bathwack, are you hurt? Oh, crap.
That was both Bathwack and Alex.
Yes, for real. Aww. For real. Oh, this makes me very mad. I think I would love to fix you, but I'm going to have to get rid of these things first. I am going to cast Beacon of Hope on all of the creatures that I care about. It bestows hope and vitality. Here, I'll put it in the chat. And each target has advantage on wisdom saving throws and death saving throws and regains the maximum number of hit points possible from any healing. Cool. So this will be
awesome.
What we do.
Am I included? Am I close enough or where is she?
It can be any number of within 30 feet. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yay. I usually am too far away from everyone to participate.
I know, because you're hiding around a corner. Yeah.
So any healing that happens from now on, we
don't have to roll. You just get the max.
So this is a good preparation for healing. Wait, do I have a bonus action with that?
That's an action, but if you have a spell that's a bonus action, you can
cast it. Got it. Okay.
Which some of yours are. Like Healing Word is a bonus action.
All right. So wait, remind me how that works then. So I can do it right now or no?
Correct. You can. Because you've used your action. So basically in your turn, you have 3 things, 3 commodities. You have an action, you have a move, and you have a bonus action.
Yep.
Those are your 3 things each turn you can use.
But I don't have Healing Word prepared.
Oh, prepared. I see.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one that's going to be a bonus. Oh, wait. No, Mass Healing Word.
Oh, for reals? Oh, I didn't get there yet. But... yeah, I could do that. I'll heal you all! But wait, maybe I need to wait until later. Is anyone desperate?
I'm not desperate. Would I say that? Would Rafina say
that? She says that.
Keep the faith! Beacon of Hope! I'll heal you later.
Beacon of Hope? That sounds delicious.
It sounds delicious.
It's a rasher of Beacon of Hope.
A rasher. Very nice. Very
all
nice.
Right. Mo is out there in the rain just swinging knives. Or a knife. Mm. Let's see how he does.
Oh, God.
Damn, he could have used that advantage, huh?
Yeah, he could have. Two hits though. But yeah, he slips in the mud and he's prone too. That's why he's upside down. Okay. Will.
I have something, but it involves Bathwack if he would be there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he just came upstairs and died. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Do you want to pause there?
Yeah, it's got to, because it involves Bathwack.
So Will's about to do something, and you're kind of hovering, so you're a little higher up, and out of the corner of your eye, you see this bright orange light coming from behind the, where are you? The inn? And you hear a sickly whinny that sounds scared.
Oh no.
As you see this gout of flame rise up into the air from back behind the inn.
Oh no.
There are scarecrows milling about below you, swinging claws wildly. You're not sure if there's a scarecrow factory nearby. Maybe you'll find out next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Wow.
Oh, we're not scary, but scared Winnie. Scared Winnie.
Scary Winnie. It could be scary. Are you scared?
Well, the situation is scary.
Okay.
But Rafina isn't scared of anything.
I was asking Abby.
Oh, well, yes, I'm terrified.
No, you're not. You're not scared of anything either.
I'm terrified of having to prolong this battle.
Oh, I hope Alex is okay. He's a trooper.
He really was a trooper.
And he did some really good, like, role play. And, like, or like, the things he had Bathwack do tonight were really cool and, like, badass. And...
He rolled with the role play.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Was that a joke?
No.
Yes.
They're having sex right now.
Oh!
You can only see half this. Yeah,
finally.
He's gonna be so mad when he knows that he's been on this podcast for
he's gonna be so mad when he realizes. Yeah.
Should we tell him we put this on the internet?
Yeah, I don't think we're ready to explain the internet to him. I think it's a bad idea.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.